What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here with Ali Luber. We have guest friend of the show here to chat all things Ali, Vanderpump Life, the cats. Ali, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Do you think I'm a little bright? I'm going to like lower it a little bit.
No, you look good. Cody, he's making errands for the first time ever. This is a big deal.
You look good. Are you in your office?
Mm-hmm. Don't look at the wallpaper over there.
Is it new?
Why did I do that? Now I like drew attention to it. It's not new, but it's like a stick and peel wallpaper, but it's starting to bubble. So But I like love it. So I'm like living with it for a little bit longer, but I'm about to take her down and paint the wall.
You're going to paint it?
Probably.
Like because what color?
This is where I do my readings, like this. And like, I want something behind me. And I do have like paintings and stuff, but I kind of want to paint the walls.
That's fun. Like I've been living here forever and like I haven't redecorated in years. And I know you're like the decorating queen. So I want to like ask you a bunch of random questions, fun questions, but like to start things off, like what is your like motto with decorating? Like how often should we be changing our wallpaper, cleaning out our kitchens, our refrigerators?
Love. Okay. I think for me, I always say less is more. I think that's my motto for like everything though. Like when in doubt, less is more. And I think, you know, obviously the wallpaper and like painting and stuff, that's like not really realistic in LA if you don't own a house, you know? So like, this is just a luxury of like being in a house. That's why I'm like, oh, I want to paint the walls. Cause that's something I've never gotten to do with like renting an apartment here, you know, like to make my space perfect. And then I feel like every other year, like I need to switch it up, you know, like you get tired of the vibe and switch it up. But I do like to make it as perfect as possible so that I can live with it for a while. That's the idea. I don't really like to switch things up like every other month or something. So there's still a lot of places in the house where we haven't finished it yet, but I'm just like waiting to find like the perfect pieces. Kitchen, cleaning. I mean, I always say a reset once a week. Sunday, do like deep clean once a month, but then like a reset. And that's why I love my label maker and I love organizing, because if you set yourself up for success, then all you have to do once a week is just like do a little clean, a little tidy, mm-hmm. and every place has a home. It shouldn't be that difficult.
I mean, the reason I ask you is because I follow you on TikTok, obviously. And I see like you've been doing a lot of these like home organizing videos. You do a lot of like get ready with me's and like you're really efficient and like, what's the word? Like just like on top of it when it comes to like all that stuff, you're just so clean and neat.
I always blame it on Saturn in my first house because it seems very Virgo, but I don't have any Virgo in my chart, but I do have Saturn in my first house, which is the planet of like order and efficiency and like having your shit together, which I do not. So that is why I think I'm so extra when it comes to my space. It's like, okay, my life can be pretty messy and chaotic, but at least my cupboards and drawers are organized and color coded. Like it's literally the little thing. Also, I'm an only child. And so I think that has something to do with it too. Like I just always liked things my way. A little bit of an obsession, but honestly, it's fun. Like it's very therapeutic to me. And I know you agree, right? You like to decorate.
I do, but I kind of like I have my space and it's just kind of like, I ump it up a little bit here and there, but it is what it is, you know?
I think when you get a new apartment, which are you still planning on doing it?
I hope so.
Yeah. I think when you get a new apartment, it's so exciting because it's like a fresh start and you can be like out with the old and with the new.
Yeah. I'll go crazy when I get a new apartment and I will definitely have you over to help. But like, I know you have your own room. Obviously you and James share a bedroom, but you have your office space, which is like your closet. You can use it for literally everything. So can you kind of like describe that room for you in like three words?
Oh, in three words, beauty, astrology, cats.
Yes.
Cats also like live in this room pretty much. They love it. Their cat box is right here, unfortunately, but it's a litter robot. So it's okay. It's clean. But this is where I do my readings. So I like have little astrology elements throughout. Obviously, you can see like moons everywhere.
Yeah.
This is also where I do like my makeup and I have like a clothing rack there and things like that. So I don't know, it feels so girly and fun because, you know, sharing a room with a boy like was always one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
Like love my space so much. And so I'm just so grateful because James was like, yeah, you can have that room. Like, what would we do with it? And I was like, well, your studio, but he wanted the garage to be the studio anyway. So like it worked out perfectly. So I feel like I have my own little room.
I know. And that's what I love so much about your house. It's like, it's so cozy and cute, but it's like you and James also have like your own like dungeons. Like he has like the garage outside where he does music and it's like such a cool lounge. So I just like, I'm obsessed. I love coming over. I do have a video that I'm going to show you since you brought up the cats. It is from your TikTok.
Yay. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Can you kind of like explain what's going on there and why Mr. Banks and Bodhi are so different?
Okay. Banks is, I'm sorry. I love him. I'm looking at him right now. He's like the
They're listening.
You know how I feel. Mr. Banks is my firstborn. We have a very special relationship. I'm just obsessed with him and I love him with every fiber in my body. I actually got Bodhi as a Christmas gift for Banks. I didn't necessarily like want another cat, but he was a kitten and he was like so playful. I had scratches all over me and I just felt bad. I was like, you need a little friend. And I actually couldn't go home for Christmas that year because COVID. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to foster a cat. That'll like make me happy since I was sad. I brought him home to Banks and they fell in love. Like they literally bonded. Bodhi was obsessed with Banks. Bodhi and I, it took us like 3 or so weeks to really like even have him, like let me pet him and hold him. Yeah. But Banks and Bodhi, they were instantly brothers. And so I knew, I was like, I could never separate them. But Bodhi now is just, he's like the rebel child. And he's like funny. I call him Bad Bobo. Like he just has such a personality and he's so funny. He's shy to like, you know, my friends and obviously the show, like nobody probably knows that he exists because he never comes out. But I'm like, he's so funny.
Yeah, and but Mr. Banks is like always on there and he always has like a title card.
I know. I love it so much. Yeah. No, he's such a star.
And what are both what are the cat signs?
Okay. Mr. Banks is a Taurus. Bodhi is a Libra. And Hippie is an Aries.
Ooh. Well, we'll definitely talk a little bit about King Hippie. I know he's your third child. So love that you have a whole family of five. But we are going to play a little game. So the game is called What Astrological Sign Is It?
Fun. So
I'm going to say an adjective.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us which sign you think it is. So it's like a speed round.
Do you have the answers?
No, it's your opinion as the astrology expert.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was like a quiz.
No, it's not a quiz.
Okay.
Obsessive.
Scorpio.
Sexual.
Scorpio.
Smart.
Aquarius.
Dramatic.
Leo.
Violent.
Aries.
Rebel.
Ooh, rebel. Aquarius.
Fun.
Leo.
Successful.
Capricorn.
Famous.
Leo.
Adventurous.
Sagittarius.
Emotional.
Pisces.
And that is the game.
Oh my gosh, keep going. That was so fun. I'm just getting warmed up. I was going to say Cancer because of you. Pisces came out first. Pisces and Cancer.
Cancer, that's me.
You are such a Cancer Sun, Aquarius Moon, Leo Rising.
So you don't watch Summer House, right?
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen any of this season.
So Gabby on the show, she like gives Cancer men like the worst rap.
I heard about that. Yeah.
She's always talking shit about them. And like, I'm a Cancer man. Do you think it applies for the gays too? And do you believe that?
Well, let me just start by saying that my exes, two of them have been Cancers. So, you know, I don't disagree with Gabby there. I think you're just so different, Zach. Yeah. Like I think that every relationship is different also. And it's hard to just judge someone without dating them and without knowing them. Like you have to really like, it depends on the other person, you know?
Yeah.
You're fine.
Thank you. I'm not going to take her word as bond, but I don't know why. I just like had to bring that up. What are we drinking in our mugs? I have water tonight.
Cute. I'm drinking. Wait, that's actually so crazy. I'm drinking Lover Boy. It's like their new mocktail. It's like not the hard one, but it's like I think it's a lemonade or something, but it's really good.
I should have got a mocktail or like a sparkling. I have like Swoon. I have all those stuff.
Go get something fun.
No, I don't want to get up. We're in the zone. We're podcasting. Okay. So we got to talk a little bit about the show. I think some people want to know a little bit about this season, Vanderpump Rules. What do you think, like, the biggest change is for you as you're going into your second season on the show?
I feel a lot more comfortable and confident, not even necessarily, like, on the show, but just, like, with who I am and James and my relationship. It feels stronger. You know, it's just different because last season it was so new and intimidating. And, like, this year it's just, like, a little more go with the flow.
Like, you know the drill, like, you know everybody now, like, and you've grown so much as a person, like, from last year. And, like, as, like, you can watch that on TV, like, you kind of just, like, know your role.
I guess.
That's how I see it.
Thanks.
I feel like you do such a good job. I feel like everyone loves you. And you just got back from the trip in Lake Tahoe. Have you ever been to Lake Tahoe before?
No, it was my first time. And I had always really, really wanted to go there. So I was so excited. And it lived up to the expectations. I mean, it's so beautiful. Like, even, I mean, it did it justice, you know, filming. It's beautiful. The water was freezing, though, because I guess all the ice, like, you know, melts at that time, but it's freezing there. And so the water is, like, ice cold.
What are some of the activities you guys did?
We went boating. We did the gondola. And most of the time we would just hang out at the house and, like, hot tub or just, like, hang out and chat. We went to the casino for a bit after we did dinner with Lisa. We went to the casino and, like, went to a bar and hung out there. That's the thing. It looks like it's such a quick trip, but it's, like, we did so much. And we filmed until, like, 2 a.m. It was, wow. Lot and then only, like, so much makes it in, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were so scared of heights. Like, you were, like, freaking out when James was, like, by the ledge, and then you were freaking out on the gondola. Like, since when have you been scared of heights?
You didn't know that?
No.
It's funny because I'm not scared of, like, flying. Like, planes are fine, but little things like that I don't love. That's why I've never done skiing, because I was always, well, I have done it once, but I always was just scared of the ski lift. And there's not even a seatbelt. Roller coasters, not a huge fan of them. This was so high. This was the highest thing I've ever been on. Like, I don't know if you could tell. I feel like you couldn't tell, but it was incredibly high. And, like, it's, like, shaking and making all of these noises. And then James is, like, standing up. And I'm like, stop. You're like, you need to balance. You know, it's like, I'm, like, going like this. Like, I don't know what that's doing, but I'm, like, trying to control the, like, safety. Because you feel, like, so, it's scary.
And is there, like, a cameraman in the, like, the tube with you too?
Oh yeah, I guess that there was, huh? Yeah.
you don't even notice the cameras anymore.
It was just Lala, Sheena, Lala, James, me, two cameramen.
I don't like roller coasters either, but I'm not scared of, I wouldn't be scared of that because I feel like you're, like, safe.
It does not feel safe. No, you literally are in a little thing. It's making the craziest noise. There's, like, open windows and you look down and it's like, no, it was insane. Like, we would die for sure. Yeah. It's so beautiful. I would look out at the water. That was beautiful. But yeah, no, it was really high. And I know people who have gone on it that are not scared of heights. And then I've been like, that is an insane gondola ride. Like, it's intense. We get off and we're, like, getting drinks or whatever at that area. They didn't show it, but I thought we were going back down after that. And production was like, no, sorry, we're not done. I was like, what do you mean we're not done? They're like, this isn't the top. We went up another, I don't know, however many hundred feet, I think. It was so awful.
Okay. So would you prefer to do that again or the boat ride from hell since everybody was screaming?
Boat ride.
That's not, I want to know, like, what do you do in situations where, like, everyone's yelling and you're obviously, like, not trying to get involved in all that because it's, like, so many years of friendship. Like, what do? You just, like, chill? Like, you just kind of watch? You just, like, go about your day eating and drinking?
For that scene particularly, I removed myself, was just kind of, like, waiting for them to finish to see what happened. I don't know. Yeah, I was just, like, uncomfortable. I was like, I'm gonna go wait in the front of the boat. But I was still kind of, like, trying to listen. But they talked forever. It was, like, a long fight. And then when things got, like, real intense, we all were kind of, like, standing up and just, like, watching and, like, making sure everything was good. I was surprised James didn't say anything. I was even like, are you gonna do something about this?
I feel like James, it wasn't like his fight to fight. Like, he had his convo with Sandoval last week, which was, like, separate, where I feel like James really, like, was able to kind of get some progress with him, because it didn't work the first time when he went to his birthday and you stayed in the car. But I felt like in Tahoe, like, James was able to kind of express himself and Tom actually like heard it and he said he would like want to do better. So like, what did you think like at that? What did you think watching it?
I was really proud of James in that moment. I remember after like filming, I asked James, obviously, like what happened. And James is so like, not that he like doesn't remember, but he's just like, oh, it was good. You know, like he's just such a guy. He's like, it was fine. I'm like, yeah. What did you say? Like, what happened? He's like, oh, you know, like, don't tell me. So I literally didn't get much out of him anyway. And so I was intrigued to watch it to see what happened. And I was like really shocked and surprised. I was like, oh, that was like good. And I liked that he didn't forgive him and like water under the bridge, but instead he was like pushing him, which I thought was good, but also was like, no.
Yeah, like you have to start somewhere. Like, slow steps. Like,
we'll see. Yeah, like you can say things, but.
For sure. But one of the fun moments that you had on the show was when you said, if Rachel can change her name, so could Graham. And Hippie was brought into the group, which was so fun because he came on with Lisa Vanderpump in First Class on a private jet. What was your, like, thoughts with Hippie on the private jet?
I mean, I was just so happy that he was going to get to come.
Yeah.
And honestly, too, because like, you know, obviously the cat stayed here. And so I was excited to have like a little bit of bonding time with just Hippie. Yeah, we couldn't get him on our flight. And so Lisa was like, he's going to come with me. And I was like, that's sweet.
Hippie lives the life of luxury now.
Literally. He is so spoiled.
Yeah.
So
How did Hippie like adapt to being in Tahoe and like just kind of being around you guys for those first few days?
He was great. Like he on it, like even Sheena, who has met Graham, she was like, this is a different dog because he was just so calm and just sweet. And like she was petting him. She was like, usually I like don't even, I wouldn't even pet him. I don't know. Obviously I had never met Graham, but Hippie, he was just like so happy to be there. It's like a lake, like dogs love the lake. And he was like coming everywhere with us and it was so fun.
Yeah. I think a lot of like fans watching just like really took to the scene of James, like bringing him home and just like seeing their bond and their love and like seeing everything in like Tahoe. It was just like so emotional for James. And I think it was just like really fun for viewers to see that side of him. Like he's just like the best dog dad. So really? How is it going with the dogs and the cats and everything?
It's going really, really well. I actually was just laying in bed before this and was like on my phone and I had Hippie like in my lap to the left of me and Banks like on the pillow on my shoulder to the right. And I was petting them both at the same time. And this lasted like 20 minutes. And I was just like, thank you, God. Like, that's all I wanted. You know, like, I just want them to coexist, but to also, you know, they don't have to be best friends. But I don't know, just to be happy and comfortable and to have them all feel safe. And so, yeah, they're doing a lot better. Bodhi, we still have some work to do. Bodhi's very skittish and scared and Hippie. Hippie just wants to play. Mm-hmm. So he like puts his paw up, which means like, I want to play and his tail's wagging. So it's like all good signals, good behavior, but Bodhi doesn't want to play with him, obviously. So
yeah,
be there, but yeah.
Well, I know like a lot of the fans who watch the show are invested in like the dogs and like the cats and just kind of like your whole like dynamic. I think that's kind of like been your storyline, but I know that upcoming, we're going to see a little bit more of music with you. So what can you kind of like tell us about that?
I actually don't know if it's like making it in this season or not. I'm not sure because I haven't seen those episodes yet, but I do sing this season and I am putting out a song called Girls Girl. They did film it. So it was like James and me in the studio making the song. And then, as you know, because you were there, we had a little release party that was filmed too. So that was just such a cool experience. And yeah, regardless of the show, it's going to probably be coming out sometime in April or May. And then I'm also filming a little music video for it. Yeah, just been having fun making music again. I've been writing songs and yeah.
Yeah, you're like a singer. You've been like singing forever. And I know it's like fun for you. But what is the other song you just did with the children's book? Because that's separate than Girls Girl.
Right. So that is a company called Station Little. Basically, they release children's songs that are like educational and inspiring and fun. And they try to get well-known people or up-and-coming people to sing on their tracks. And so Jordan and I actually, and James, we actually all three wrote this song together. It's such a fun, cute song just about like following your dreams. And it talks about like James and how he is a DJ and like went for that, and about how like astrology and manifestation and like believing in yourself. And so, yeah, I'm actually singing it live at USC at some point in April.
No way.
For like a kids event or something like that. But
that's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, everyone can go listen to that on Spotify. It's so catchy.
Oh, yes. I love the music video. Have you seen the music video?
Yes, you showed me.
Okay. Yeah, it's cute. It's like hippies in it at one point, and then it's like we're like little characters, and then like James is DJing.
So yeah, yeah.
I love it.
That's like so cool that you're like working on music and that it's a passion for you and that you're like making music. So I can't wait for everyone to hear Girls Girl. I feel like it's been a long time coming, and we are going to shoot a music video. So yes. That'll be so much fun. I don't think you want to tease anything about that, right?
I mean, no, yeah, I think we can. I mean, the song's coming out. We're going to make a fun little video, and just, it's called Girls Girl. So it's honestly a anthem to my girlfriends and just about how like grateful I am for all my friends in my life. We're going to wear pink and be girly and drink mimosas probably. And
stay tuned.
And stay tuned.
Wait, have you been watching The Bachelor this season?
No, I haven't watched The Bachelor, but I did start Love is Blind.
How far did you get?
I got to like their awkward little barbecue. Oh my gosh, so uncomfortable.
That's like the best episode at the lake house.
Yeah, it's finished now, right? Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I'm going to finish it. Did Jimmy and Chelsea, do they get married?
Do you want to know spoilers?
No, I don't.
I will tell you. Okay, well, I'm not going to tell you. You have to watch it.
Okay.
The finale came out tonight of Love is Blind, so catch up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm really happy that somebody broke up that I did not like, and someone got married too. Who's your favorite couple on the show?
Oof, I don't know the names. Name them and I'll know.
Name them. Chelsea and Jimmy, Laura and Jeremy, Clay and AD.
I like them.
Johnny and Amy.
Yeah, I'm so bad at names. I have to see faces. I know there's one couple that's very stable and they seem really great together.
Oh my God, the cats are meowing.
Bobo, you wanna come say hi? Cody, he's making an appearance for the first time ever. This is a big deal.
Cody.
He knows that the camera is there and on. Like, come on, he always sits on my lap. All right. Well, here's his cat.
Aw.
I promise he exists. I'm just
kidding. So where can everybody book you and find you for your astrology? Or are you really booked up for the year?
Oh, I'm not booked up for the year. So how it goes, I'm basically opening up readings in advance. So the last Sunday of every month, I am opening up the following month. And I'm booking out in 2 months, 2 month intervals. I know it's kind of confusing, but I basically just say like, keep checking my website, because if there's ever cancellations, there's sometimes dates that do become available. So like, just continue to check. And then if you really, really want a reading, mark on your calendar like the last Sunday of every month, so you can, and I do it at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so you can kind of be the first to book a slot for the month that's upcoming. I don't know, I want to be more available, but it's also like so hard. I wish I could do like a million readings a day. At first I was doing 8 readings a day, and that was just too much. It's really exhausting, and I want to be able to like be fully present and my best self. So I only can do like 4 a day.
Well, they're like an hour session.
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, and you have to like prep for them. So to do like 4 a day is like crazy a lot.
But it's so fun. Like every morning I'm literally like, oh my gosh, this is my job. Like I just get to go like read people's birth charts. So fun.
And you also get to be a DJ's girlfriend. So you're always traveling. So tell me about your recent trip to Cancun. Where else did you go?
We were in Cancun for 24 hours. James had a show during the day. It was so much fun, Zach. Oh, you would have loved it. It was on the beach. Mm-hmm. There was a pool. It's spring break. So we were in Mexico, but then we went to Kansas City like the next day. He had a show there. And next week we're doing Cabo and Dominican Republic. So I'm going with him for those two. So I'm excited.
Oh my God. Are you going to Jack's birthday?
Yes. That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'll be here.
Okay, yes. Cool. So I'll see you there.
In Canada right now. And then he goes, he has a videographer who's like with him right now for this trip because it's that crazy. They're filming it. Playing on the same day, I think, Canada, then goes to Miami for a show, then goes to Vegas to finish it live.
And I don't know how he does it.
He was like made for it because he can handle it.
For sure.
When he's not DJing and he's just in the hotel, like he's sleeping.
That's fair. I know. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a year since the last time you were on. So this one was just us.
Oh my God. How full circle.
Thank you for having me back. And thank you all so much for listening and watching. Make sure to go follow Allie at Allie Luber on Instagram and TikTok. And be sure to give this video a thumbs up, like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye.